This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I'm not very happy with you guys. I got a real big bone to pick. I had asked you shows ago to tell me what the hell to do with my new puppy that's crapping all over the place, okay? And not one of you, well, okay, one of you gave me some advice. They said that the crate training works. Okay, that's not really advice. That's just a, just crate trainer. Crate training stinks. I mean, maybe it does work, but this dog won't have it. And this dog screams and barks and yelps. And I mean, I love the puppy. I think it's cruel to keep a puppy in a crate, you know, all the time or all night long. But she's not potty trained. She just won't have it. Okay, so this is where we're at. You guys teach me. This doesn't all have to be about me helping you guys. You guys could help me. Honestly, come on. All right, quit being so selfish. You guys could help me out. I got the doggy door, right? We got the doggy door. Then we realized that the rocks were going to be too hot during certain times of the day. So now we got this cover. Okay, so when her little tushy goes outside the doggy door, it's shaded for her to go potty, all right? And she went out the doggy door once this whole weekend on her own. Other than that, no, she wants to go potty inside the house. So we did the crate thing where we stuck her in a crate at night, and I guess the purpose of the crate training thing is if they're in the crate, they don't want to, you know, poop where they sleep. You know that old saying, you know, you don't want a blank where you sleep? And that people use it for a whole variety of different, justifications for things or excuses for things. But anyway, so she's in a crate, and we're like, okay, as soon as we wake her up in the morning, we're going to take her out. She will have held it all day and go potty. No, she peeped and pooped in the crate. So she doesn't get it. So now she thinks we're being cruel, throwing her butt in the crate. So I wash her off, and I let her sleep with me. So the past few nights, she slept in Mama's bed, okay? She hasn't pottied in Mama's bed, but when she gets up, her name is Uzi. Yeah, little baby Ooze. Yeah, she's a little Bichon. Yeah, she's okay. My kids want to call her Uzi. They really love Israeli weaponry. Don't ask. So little baby dog, cute as can be, named Uzi. Now, the next dog I want to name, and I want to name a Glock. But this one, I let them name Uzi. Little Uzi. So anyway, so Uzi wakes up. I put her outside. And she just sits and tries to come back in. So she comes back in, and then she goes pee-pee house. So if you guys know anything about how to train a puppy to be potty trained, with the potty door is already there. I did. I did try the poopa powder of the cat. I did try to train her on a kitty litter box. She does not like kitty litter boxes. She jumps out of that fast. And the reason why is dogs, you know, they understand a lot more. Dogs do not want to be confused with a cat, okay? And cat pee really stinks. You can get dog pee out of the carpet. Cat pee, no. So when I stuck the dog in the litter box, not only was the dog absolutely livid with me, but the cats were livid too. Oh, shake. Oh, my gosh. All four cats came up to me and was like, excuse me? And I'm like, look, she's got to go potty somewhere. I go, not in my poo-poo box. This is my poo-poo box. I go, oh, my gosh, you guys poo-poo outside the box. You poo up the piano. What do you care? So the cats are mad. She's mad. But this is what blows my mind, okay? This dog, I thought the dog was stupid. I agree. I thought, okay, well, maybe the dog is just stupid, you know? Because cats, oh, my gosh, cats you could potty train within a day. I thought the dog was stupid. But here's the thing. I was looking for the dog to take her out, and she was kind of running around, and she immediately got into, I'm going to pretend to be asleep position. So she's in my son's room. It blows my mind that my son has his own room. I mean, they're spoiled now. But anyway, so, and you know what? Good. I'm glad he can have his own room. I hope he realizes that that's really, really luxurious to have your own room and not have to share a room or share a bed with your siblings like I had to. But anyway, so little dog immediately gets into position, lays her head down, and she pretends to close her eyes. So I'm walking there going, Uzi, time to go potty. And she doesn't move. And so I pretend to walk away, and I look, and one eye opens and then closes. So wait a second. This dog knows how to do the I'm going to pretend to be asleep routine. This dog knows how to go poo-poo outside or pee-pee outside. And I don't know. We've had her now for almost 4 weeks, is it? Okay, I don't know how much longer this is going to go. I'm afraid she's going to turn 15 years old. And she's about now 4 months. So she's got to know what to do. So if any of you guys have any advice, I would really, really appreciate it, because I give you guys advice over and over and over again. Maybe my advice isn't good, but at least I give you some advice. You guys are really quiet on the subject, maybe because you don't know. But telling me that my dog could be stupid, or telling me to, you know, crate train, I need a little bit more realism here. Yeah, I don't know how people do that. Honestly, it's just she screams, she cries. You know, dogs want love, especially babies. How do you do that when you got a little baby animal? They want love. They want cuddlies. And you lock them up all night and then you're away at work. I don't know. I can't do it. Anyway, really quickly here, a movie review, because it's so gosh darn hot. We usually go to the movies a lot during the summer. We saw Dunkirk. Oh, my gosh. Excellent. I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think this Dunkirk movie is a combination of three different stories from the Air Force, from the civilian boat deployment, and then from the troops on the ground. And if you guys need to see a good movie, this movie is excellent. The Planet of the Apes was the biggest letdown. That was stupid. Spider-Man was fun, so definitely see Spider-Man. But I would say so far, best movie of the year, Dunkirk. I hope they win a lot of the Academy Awards. All right, so we got a lot to talk about today. Some of you are asking about online dating, what to do if there's a scam. So we will talk to you about that. We're also going to talk about the parents of Charlie Gard. It looks like they are abandoning the effort to prolong his life. The hospital has been getting death threats, so it's kind of started to turn to a free-for-all, but unfortunately, baby's not going to make it. And we got some new news on HIV, so don't go away. 1-877-DOCTELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6975 1-800-656-9775.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, over the past few years, one of the probably more increasing subject matter that I've been being asked by many of you is the dating online scene and dating, etc. You guys don't ask me for advice on your cholesterol or heart. You don't seem to care about that. But you know what? I could talk about love. I love love. I could be the love doctor. Why not? I got a lot of psychological training. I've, you know, loved more than, you know, people wish I did. So, yeah, I think I could be an expert in the subject. But the one thing that I have to be honest, that I'm not a quote-unquote expert in is how to date online and how to find out if you're being taken or you're being screwed or scammed. And that's very tricky. And the reason why is, you know, I was given every excuse in the book, and I was being asked to, you know, go to bed with who knows how many people for a variety of reasons. Why don't you check out my hot tub? Yeah, I got a hot tub. Do you want to check out the hot tub and tell me if you think it's too hot, you know, for my body temperature, you being in medical school and all that? Oh, that sounds good. Yeah, I'd love to get my expertise. Okay, so, you know, okay, I've fallen for a lot enough stupid stuff, okay, you know, in my younger days. But many of you are concerned that mom or dad are being approached online. And they're being approached online by somebody that seems to be head over heels for them. And you know your mom and dad. And you're like, wait a second, okay, you know, he's no Michael Fassbender. Really? She says he's hot? Really? you know, and you know, you start to go, wait a second here. Really kind? My parents kind? You know, and so you start to kind of look at this going, okay, wait a second here, you know, could this be a scam or not? And as a child, you're worried about your parents. You don't want, you know, either of them going out on a date and somebody killing them. You don't want either of them, you know, getting scammed and losing their whole life savings. And a lot of these scams, they ask for money up front. You know, they're not going to do the ruse for year after year after year. They want to get in and get out before they get caught and raise suspicion. But what about the ones that aren't asking for money yet? How do you know if you could trust them? Now, there's a lot of sites, and again, I'm going to be doing a lot more research on this because it's just something many of you guys are very, very, you know, concerned about. I don't blame them. But one of my go-to sites, which I really, really love and don't laugh, is WikiHow, okay? And WikiHow has how to spot an online dating scammer. And I think we need to talk about this, okay? So one thing is if there's a huge age difference and you are the older one, because they say a lot of online dating scammers will target people older than themselves. So in the case of a male scammer, they often target middle-aged women in their 50s and 60s. They believe these people to be ideal targets as they are usually richer and more vulnerable. Exactly. If somebody targeted me when I was in my 20s and I was eating top ramen every day and trying to make $6 last for groceries for the week, no, there's really not much they'd get out of me. Not sex. Trust me. They looked at me and said, nah, I don't think I want to sleep with her. But, you know, somebody in their 50s and 60s that may have life insurance policy because they're widowed or, you know, that could be something very attractive. They say, look for the following descriptions in their profile. If they're self-employed, if they're a professional working overseas. Now, I get approached a lot for dating. I'm not even on a dating site. So I get approached and they go, you know, hi, you know, I'm working overseas and I'm very interested in you. I saw your picture and, you know, you're hot. Okay, well, right there, okay, yeah, okay, once they say hi, I'm like, dude, you're looking at the wrong picture, okay? That is not a word people use to describe my old ass. No, thank you, but no thank you. But a lot of them are overseas, or they are a widower with a child or just widowed. They claim to live near you in your country, but are currently away and will be returning soon. So when you have somebody that's like, no, you know, I'm out of the country, then I'm going to be in the country, then I'm going to be out of the country again, and then I'm going to be in the country, you know, it makes their living situation a little bit more vague. And that vagueness, you know, makes you less likely to go, oh, okay, he says he lives on the corner of 2nd and 5th or whatever. Yeah, so I'm going to go and, okay, I understand there might not be. Yes, there is a 2nd Avenue and 5th Street. There's got to be. No? Broadway and 45th? No? Parallel? Okay, I don't know my New York streets, but let's say I was in New York, okay? And somebody said, this is where I live. You could find that, okay? I mean, you could trace that. You could, it's concrete. Now, oh, well, you know, I work at McDonald's on, you know, East Sahara Avenue, and okay, well, so you work at McDonald's. There we go. And so, you know, but when they're vague about where they live, that's a problem. Now, they say one thing you could do is do a photo check where you save a copy of the profile picture. You use a Google image search and you check the results. Now, some people may use a fake picture. So that fake picture will come up for another reason. If there is no picture showing up, that could be a little concerning too. Because if they do have a profile picture or a picture at work or something, many people, would probably use one of their better pictures. It's hard to, just because there's not a image search that shows up, still, it could be concerning. They say, check the other photos you receive. Look at signs that don't seem to gel with who you understand this person to be. Check the background, landscapes, clocks, calendars. Can you see identifying features that do not match this picture this person has built up for themselves? So, for example, if they say, look, I'm American. I've never really traveled outside the country. And people behind them are wearing sombreros. Then you wonder. I don't know. Okay, you want to kind of look around, see. I'm not very well traveled, so I can't necessarily identify what the landscape would be. But if you see all foreign language, and they go, I've never really left the country, that could be an issue. So, be very aware. They say note discrepancies that could be a dead giveaway. They say they have been away, yet their profile shows them online. Maybe they could be chatting with another victim. Their profile shows geographic inconsistencies, often referencing places that are not in geographic proximity to where they live. So they say that could be an issue. And they say look very closely at the emails they send you. The scammer will send you an email which is full of inconsistencies, often getting their own name or your name wrong. It'll be badly written, it may repeat itself, or if they did a copy and paste, it may have another person's name in it. Now, they say watch for these signs. Their command of your language deteriorates with time. They may even start out having no clue about grammar or punctuation. So obviously that could be an issue. I get that. A lot of you are like, wait a second, I can't spell, I can't. Here's the thing, okay? Most of us in our age group or older, we've had grammar. We've had basic grammar skills. Now, the reason why somebody may say they're foreign is so that you ignore all the discrepancies that you see with the grammar and with the spelling, et cetera. Oh, well, he's foreign. But, many foreigners are smarter than us when it comes to language because they know multiple languages. So I would be hesitant to use that as excuse. They make mistakes or story begins to contradict itself. They mix pronouns, he, she, him, her. They mention things that seem entirely unrelated to the profile they've built up. It may be too revealing, too unbelievable. Phone conversations, they don't want to, I would say Skype and try to see them in their home, cause when people Skype each other or phone, not phone sex, we don't want phone sex. What am I talking about? FaceTime. They walk around the phone going, here's my little puppy, here's this, and they start showing more about where they live. They start showing more about their life. If they rarely want to do that, they only want to text or email, that could be a problem. They could claim, look, I'm texting you because I'm in a foreign country. Well, if you have a plan that allows texting, it also allows phone calls. So be very careful with that too. They say, if the escalation of the relationship is already talking about love and passion, okay, in less than 5-6 weeks and you haven't even officially met them, that's a problem. Okay. And, mind you, they may not ask you for money right away. I'm worried about somebody that may want to kill somebody. This may not be about the money. This may be about how they find their victims. So, be careful. And if you have any questions, send it to me. I'll take a look at it. 1-877-DOCS-LA.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so one of you had written again, asked to be anonymous, so I'm not going to go too much into your email, but you asked, how often should you be checking HIV after unprotected sex? And you bring up that you had been online dating somebody and you did not look at their STD screening. That's, you know, guys, I understand that's got to be hard. I tell you to ask for all their laboratory documentation. I get that's not practical. But you want to know what? Who gives a damn? Relationships aren't practical, okay? This is your body, okay? Yeah, you know, a lot of us now, you know, just fall into bed with people. It seems to be more romantic, and it seems to be less scripted, and, You know, I get that. But you know, this is your body. And for you to have to panic about checking HIV and syphilis and hepatitis now the rest of your life, you know, that's frightening. Okay, we do have some good news on HIV, and we got a lot of news about HIV. Really quickly here, let me finish with, if you guys are online dating, okay, and you still aren't convinced that you need to ask them for their STD testing, all right, back to the scam issue. Ask them to meet, and if you do ask to meet up with them, make sure you meet up with them in a public place, okay, and meet them with other people meeting them too. Don't just go there alone. Say, yeah, you know what, I'm going to be there with my friends. You know, why don't we all go for a cup of coffee? Just because you're meeting a possible online lover doesn't mean you have to love the first date. Go, you know what, I'm going to bring some of my friends. Let's all go out for coffee. If you pass my friend test, we go on a real date. So do something like that. Never give your address or a phone number. If you are emailing, they say Google has a feature that shows you which people are in their circle. It might be a different user, but the same group of people. Never tell a potential date any detailed financial information. They say if you suspect you're being scammed, stop contact immediately and report the scammer to the authorities. They say watch out for cut and paste profiles. There's some of that. Do not supply additional images of yourself or your family. Never give personal background information. Because that could be used for identity theft. During the first communication, they want to know what you do to earn a living. It tells them that if you're a good financial prospect, and pull down photos and see if you can't get a date created info through the Google Plus or software. Photos 5 years or older could be a sign of dishonesty. All right, so that helps you with that. Now, in terms of you had a night, and the night kind of went as hoped, but not as planned, and you think that you got exposed to HIV. All right, what you need to do is you need to have an immediate HIV test. And while you're getting your HIV test, go ahead and get your syphilis, your herpes, your hepatitis, etc. All right, now, true, the next day, it probably won't show anything, but you need to know your baseline. Because if you have baseline HIV, we need to get that tested also. So, or get that treated. So, get your baseline. All right, so if your baseline is good, they say the soonest an antibody test will detect infection is 3 weeks. According to the CDC, 97% of people will develop detectable antibodies within 3 to 12 weeks or 21 to 84 days of infection. So, what we used to do was test you in 3 weeks, 6 weeks, 3 months, 6 months. Many times we'll just go for the 6 week because you could be negative at 3 weeks and go, all right, well, I'm not coming back. If you are very concerned about your partner or very, very concerned about your exposure, pay for a more recent test if you want. If your insurance is only going to cover 6 weeks, 3 months, and 6 months, and you're really worried, then fine. Test yourself at the 3 week mark and spend your own money. You know, you don't have to do just what the insurance will allow. They say currently no HIV test can detect HIV immediately after infection. All right, so what you need to do is you need to get a hold of your healthcare provider and tell them what's going on. There is a combination or fourth generation test that looks at HIV antibodies and antigens. Now remember, these antigens are the foreign substances that cause your immune system to activate. The antigen is a piece of the HIV virus itself. And there are some tests that can pick up the antigen. The antibodies is very, very helpful in an easier and older school test. But the antibodies could be around even if the virus is gone. Most likely the antibodies rise with antigens being there. So it's an indirect assumption of HIV. But antigens pick up if actual pieces of it is there. And then there's a nucleic acid test that looks for HIV in the blood. This looks for the virus and not the antibodies. It's very expensive. We don't use it for screening. But you have some people where it may work because it could detect infection 1 to 4 weeks. So, you know, your medical provider, the health department, many times there's clinics that offer HIV testing. Don't mess around. Now, let's say you're negative, okay? Does that mean you're good? Does it mean your partner's good? No, it just means you're negative on that date, which is what makes it so frustrating. And I get you guys. I can't stand it when you go to a doctor and say, okay, so I'm good. Well, if you're good for now, And realize we all have to tell you that answer. Okay, you know, we're all mortal. So you're going to get an answer good for now. Your next question should be, how often should I be checking? And should my partner be tested? Okay? You know, let's say you cheated. Yeah, tell your partner. Own up to it. You have to. Have your partner tested. Okay? And then you guys both go through the protocol, guys, girls, etc. If it is positive, they are going to reconfirm. All right? So they'll do a Western blot and they'll reconfirm. Most importantly is, being on top of it, trying to catch it early, and then catching it early, starting to get treatment. Now, in the news, apparently health officials, from what I understand in Ireland, are going to start working on the, quote, gay blood policy change when it comes to blood donation. They say preparatory work is to begin at Northern Ireland's Department of Health to reduce the deferral period for gay men wanting to donate blood. So this may be something that the UK and then the US follow. I've got to be honest with you. You know, we need blood product. And we have people donating blood who are lying about their, you know, promiscuity with men or women, their IV drug use, etc. And so when you have somebody go up there and say, I'm gay, and they can't donate blood for a year, my question is, well, what about the people that are lying? What about, you know, how are they proving it? Now, all blood gets tested for HIV, and I can understand that, you know, back when, the ban started, that started back in 1981 in Northern Ireland, I think roughly the same time in the U.S., and they did not want men who had sex with men donating blood, and there were even some lifetime bans that were just recently reduced to a one-year ban. When America, we have a huge population of people that want to help. And they want to donate blood, and just because they're gay doesn't mean they have HIV. Just because you're straight doesn't mean you don't have HIV. So, our testing procedures and testing policies, I mean, you know, as we've heard, you know, when they get blood, when the blood banks get blood, they test it right away, and if the blood is clean, right, they could, they could turn it around within 2 days. I've been asked, well, what about HIV that could be hiding out? Well, HIV that could be hiding out in anybody's blood, and the blood could be negative. Now, it's rare. We rarely heard of anybody in this day and age, you know, getting blood that has HIV. But it's a risk. It's a risk that you can get a bad cold, a bad infection, a virus. I mean, there's a risk. Now, the reason why less people get ill as a result of this is because, you know, the blood is a very, very small amount. It's screened. It's screened very judiciously. And, many times we're looking at life or death. The people needing blood are in trouble. So, you know, relaxing the rules for gay men is something I support. Right? Because, again, we just don't know how many straight men or people or women, you know, could have HIV and they're donating blood. So we'll see what happens in the States. 1-877-DOCTELLY. We'll be right back.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi, everyone. This is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this was really tragic. Apparently, 10 people have died in San Antonio due to inhumane conditions from a boiling hot tractor trailer. This is one of the deadliest human smuggling cases in recent history. Originally, 8 undocumented immigrants were found dead inside the truck, which was stopped at a San Antonio Walmart early Sunday morning. Since then, 2 people who were hospitalized have died. And the 10th death came hours before the driver of the tractor trailer, James Matthew Bradley Jr., was due in court Monday. He's accused of hauling as many as 100 people in an unrefrigerated semi-truck in the scorching Texas heat. They say more than 24 people who were inside the truck were severely injured in what the San Antonio police chief called a human trafficking crime. They say, checking the video from the store, we found there were a number of vehicles that came in and picked up a lot of the folks that were in that trailer that survived the trip. The driver and whoever else we find is involved will be facing state and federal charges. Prosecutors plan to file a criminal complaint against Bradley. They say these people were helpless in the hands of transporters. All were victims of ruthless human smugglers, indifferent to the well-being of their fragile cargo. They say more than 100 undocumented immigrants may have been crowded into the trailer during the journey, according to Thomas Holman, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Acting Director. They say a Walmart employee alerted authorities to the tragedy after a man who was in the trailer asked for water. The employee brought water for the man and then called police and asked them to conduct a welfare check. They say, we quickly called a mass casualty incident and had about 29 units arrive out there. Heat stroke, heat injury. Now, heat stroke could cause swelling of the brain, other vital organs, cause permanent damage. And this is what happens when you're sitting in a, and you know, just because it's 115 outside doesn't mean the car is only going to heat up to 115. The cars could heat up to 140, 50 on up. So they say the air conditioner in the trailer wasn't working and the high temperature in San Antonio was over 100 degrees Fahrenheit. So they say, unfortunately, some of them got severely overheated, and that was a refrigerator truck with no refrigeration. So inside the truck was just a condition that people couldn't survive. Now, there's a 15-year-old that is currently being hospitalized that was also on the truck. So they don't know how long it was at Walmart. They don't know what the guy was doing at Walmart, you know. But, from what we're being told, that the police chief said, in the fiscal year 2016, Homeland Security Investigations launched 2,100 human smuggling investigations, which resulted in 1,500 criminal convictions. And during that same year, 2,700 criminal arrests and 3,000 administrative arrests occurred due to human smuggling operations. And, you know, you wonder, you're like, well, wait a second here. Don't they check the trucks that are going over? Are they driving off the beaten path? You know, if they're not, I thought all trucks were being screened. You know, are people getting bought off? You know, we see the movies. We don't really see what happens at the border. So they say, even in a state when human smuggling happens with alarming frequency, they say this brings up memories of a 2003 case in Victoria, Texas, where 19 people died. They say Border and Transportation Security official called it the greatest loss of life in recent history in an alien smuggling case. There was a 7-year-old boy, a 91-year-old man. They died of asphyxiation, dehydration, and heat. Why? They were crowded in the back of a truck with 100 other people, temperatures soaring past 100 degrees Fahrenheit. So the driver, Tyrone Mapetoff Williams of Schenectady, was sentenced to life in prison, but resentenced to 34 years in prison. So, this human trafficking, I guess, is an epidemic. And, I don't know what the answer is. You know, I don't. And, this whole issue that we have with immigration and smuggling and human trafficking and, you know, using people as slaves and, you know, sex workers and, people trying to come into our country that, can't go through the normal, you know, immigration route. This is a problem. And I don't know what the answer is. And, you know, for their own welfare, I understand people are escaping the persecutions that are happening over there. And some people feel like their lives are at risk, which is why they're coming over here. Well, then we should have some sort of a policy to allow them to come in. Right? And revamp how we're managing refugees. You know, how I just don't understand. I don't understand why in this day and age we can't come up with a system such that people have to smuggle. And people have to unfortunately kill people in the heat. It's a shame. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A 18-year-old girl, Abdulia Sanchez, was live streaming herself dancing to rap and then the fatal car crash that killed her sister and injured another teen. And so Abdulia has been booked in the Merced County Jail on suspicion of DUI and gross vehicular manslaughter while intoxicated after this crash that occurred on Friday. She was behind the wheel of a 2003 Buick when the vehicle veered onto the right shoulder of the road. They cannot tell how fast she was driving. She was holding the camera at the time, and then I believe it dropped. She overcorrected, causing the vehicle to swerve across lanes, crash through a wire fence, and then overturn onto a field. Now, her sister and friend, the two 14-year-olds in the back seat, were not wearing seatbelts. They were ejected from the car during the crash. In a statement, the California Highway Patrol said it is aware of the possibility of video evidence located on social media. Part of the live stream shows Sanchez outside the car with what appears to be her sister's body. The other teen could be seen attempting to wave down help. So basically, Sanchez is on camera, you know, kind of cussing, saying, "I blinking killed my sister, okay? I know I'm going to jail for life. This is the last thing I wanted to happen, okay? I don't blanket care, though I'm going to go down. Rest in peace, sweetie. If you don't survive, I am blinking sorry." So obviously this woman did not have all her marbles, and unfortunately she could have maybe started to administer some sort of care, but she was too busy Instagramming and live streaming, etc. A cousin said the teens were preparing for a quinceanera when the accident happened. Sanchez is currently being held on bail, $300,000 bond at John La Taraca Correctional Facility. Now, you know, the video now has been circulating. Instagram did pull it off. They had not known how long it was up. Somebody had seen it. I believe a 25-year-old woman, Mary Hernandez, was following Sanchez on Instagram, watched the live stream, and then she recorded a copy of the video. And, you know, I don't understand. Again, maybe this is just one of those things where I'm too old. But you're driving, you want to be a star. Is that what everybody's doing? They want to be a star. They think that their video was so damn cute that everybody wants to see it, and they have no problem putting other people's lives at risk. You don't flip and, you know, live stream you driving down the road. And California has major, major strict laws as it comes to using cell phones and driving and selfieing and blogging and vlogging and doing all the other stuff. But I think one thing that we do that we probably need to not is we idolize these videos, and people become famous with their video that they're trying to find something cuter and cuter or catch themselves singing, and they hope that somebody goes, "Oh wow, I could make her a star because she raps really good or she sings really good." And I think this quest to be famous and to be seen and be watched is making people do stupid things. You know, you heard of this boy that videotaped, you know, his own suicide. You know, what are people doing? What, you know, and I think it's very dangerous. You know, being in show business, I understand how enticing it could be to, you know, be in the public's eye. I get that. But they're doing it at the expense of others, and they're putting themselves at risk, and they're killing themselves and others. It's ridiculous. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.